Reese's unpublished opinion for March 22nd, 2006. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, the Runcast second attempt. I will run, hopefully 3 to 4 miles, while giving you a review of the movie Unknown White Male. So hello everyone, hope you're all having a nice day. The sun is out here in lovely Chicago, so I thought I would take the opportunity to go for a run in the outdoors. A little too much treadmill for me lately. Like I said, I'm hoping to do between 3 and 4 miles. I have the Shamrock Shuffle 8K coming up on April 2nd, I think. Two weekends, not this weekend, but next weekend. I don't really have any goals for that race. Last year, I just wanted to finish because it was the longest distance I had attempted at that time. And it's probably, not probably, it is my favorite race that I have done so far. Just because it's such a big group of people. It's about 20,000 or so. And it runs all through downtown Chicago. And it's really fun. I really loved it. So I'm excited to do it. My goals, again, I guess, are finishing. I like to do about the same time I did last year. Although, I think I've fallen behind a little where I was then, but we'll have to see how I do. But I just want to enjoy it mostly. It's my main goal. I just want to have fun. And then I have a couple 5Ks that I think I'm going to do after that, but I think that this will probably be the longest distance this season in terms of running. Now I'm doing my warm-up walk before I get started, just because, you know, Garmina hasn't acquired signal yet, so I'm waiting on that. Usually that happens when I cross over to the other side of the park, and then we'll get going. It's actually not too cold out. I thought it was cooler than this. I feel pretty good. Got my tights on, a long sleeve tech shirt, and then a zip-up jacket over that. I'm also wearing my stretch gloves and my little ear cover thing. So far I'm not feeling too bad, which probably means I'll feel hot in about 10 minutes, but this jacket has pockets, so if I need to take any gloves or anything off, it'll be all good. I guess, although it's officially spring, according to the Chicago Park District, it's still too cold to turn on the water fountains. But luckily I brought my fuel belt with water bottle, so I should be all good. And here we go. In addition to seeing V for Vendetta this weekend, we made it a two-movie weekend to make up for lost time, and I went to see Unknown White Male, which is a documentary. Now, if you've heard anything about this movie, my guess is that you heard all of the controversy about whether or not it's true. Basic plot of the documentary is that it follows a guy named Doug who lives in New York City. And a few years ago, he woke up sort of from what they call a fugue state and realized he was on a subway train. He had no idea where he was or who he was or where he was going. He ended up getting off the train in Coney Island, New York. And going to the police station because he had no idea who it was. So the police admitted him to the psychiatric hospital and refused to let him leave until someone identified him. So they went through his belongings and they found a phone number, which they called, and eventually someone came to claim him. So, you know, very early on in this whole trauma, they started recording little bits and pieces on film. A friend of his. So the early parts of the film are clips of him in his apartment trying to figure out what all this stuff is, what kind of person he is, who his friends are. You can see very early on the struggle he has to figure out his identity. And later in the film, most of the footage is shot by a friend of his, named Rupert, who's actually the director of the documentary. And he did some interviews with Doug's family members and friends, as well as Doug, to try and, you know, capture how this all affected them. The most notable effect was on his sister. It's obvious that they had been very close prior to this amnesia, and they tell that she really missed her brother. So overall, I thought this was a pretty good documentary. I'm going to give it 3 cat paws, mostly because the footage in the first half was so poorly shot and poorly spliced together. It just made the first half of the film drag. Overall, the ideas of the film and the questions it presents, I thought were really good. It makes you wonder sort of what you would do if you had a chance to abandon your current life. Because you certainly see his struggle when he's reunited with old friends. You can tell he doesn't care for them very much. And there's a lot of people in the movie that talk about how much he has changed. He used to be sort of a party animal. No, more materialistic, and now he's more emotional, introspective, sensitive, which is part of the reason why people think it's fake, and there are a lot of people that think it's fake. They point to things like his inability, perhaps, to not want to remember. They point to the fact that there are certain tests he could have taken to rule out whether he was faking. But the movie never addressed any of these things. Critics often wonder why he would have started filming so early on if he was really so lost and troubled. What the first thing he would do would be to grab your video camera. But we learned that he was taking photography classes at the time the amnesia began. So maybe somewhere deep inside him, he still has that natural draw to capture things on film. Who knows? My personal take on the whole thing is that the movie is still good, whether or not it's real. Because it makes you think about your own life, how you see yourself, how others see you, whether you would like to change parts of yourself, but you're sort of stuck in how others perceive you, and there's really no easy way to become someone new without a lot of change and drama in other people's lives. And if it is fake, it's just Doug guys are really good at derby, because it seemed to me that the emotions and responses of things were very natural. But who am I to say? I really don't know. But I would recommend a film if it's in your area. It's been very limited release right now. It's only at one theater here so far. I don't know whether the controversy will expand its theater range or lessen it. Remains to be seen. So I'm at sort of a crossroads right now, trying to figure out whether this whole triathlon thing is really me, or whether it's just something I'm trying to do because I think that's the next logical step, or what exactly. But all I know is that while I thoroughly enjoy running, and I thoroughly enjoy bicycling, I detest swimming. I like swimming when it's like flopping around in a hotel pool, you know, swimming back and forth in a lake. But doing laps in a pool, God, something I dread more. It's boring. I get tired quickly. I don't have any feelings of happiness or euphoria as I do it. I just don't like it. So I'm trying to decide whether I push through and keep working at it till I like it, or if I just say, you know what? If I'm not liking it now, screw it. No one says I have to do this. No one but me. And if me says no more, well, there you go. Because the things I do know are that the first time I tried running, and the first time I retook up bicycling, I loved it. Well, I recognize that swimming is most people's worst part of the triathlon. And I do it just to get through it. But should that be how it is? Shouldn't I enjoy it? Shouldn't I want to make this part of my life? I mean, this training, it's no joke. It's got me, you know, out there 6 days a week, busting my butt for this thing. And I don't even know if I want to do it. That's sort of where I am now, trying to decide. What I want to do. But a little over a mile. Took me a really long time. Slow. It's not high yet though. That's good. My nose is running, which is not good. Sure is a nice day. It's funny how running makes me introspective. Biking makes me curse. The many sides of Simba's mom, ladies and gentlemen. I am looking over at the giant hill near Wilson Avenue, and I'm thinking I'm gonna go over there and I'm gonna run up it. I'm gonna take you guys along with me. Thank you. other day about the new television show, The Loop, which is supposedly set in Chicago. I haven't seen it, so I can make no pass with no judgment on it, but the article pointed out that in the scenes where they were supposedly in Chicago, in the background you could see palm trees and mountains. And so the author of the article basically said, you know, there's no mountains here. Search high and low off of Chicago when there's no mountains. But I did find this hill in the park by Wilson Avenue. And what she was talking about is what I'm about to run up. I think that would be something that the producers would notice. Big mountains in the background. Who knows? There's a well-worn part of this hill where runners usually go up, but it looks really muddy. I'm just gonna go up this side of the grassy part. Looks like there's some people sitting up there already. Hopefully you don't pass out. Here we go. Trouble getting around. Just don't like it, so instead he's going to do the walk on his own. I'll meet up with him after, which is fine. Enough pictures of me finishing races, I think, can do without one. Bob Garmin had approved to him how fast I was. That's all that matters. Running out some beach now. What's wrong with my little camera? I think it's dead. Which is unfortunate. Oh, a dead bird. No puking people yet today, so that's good. I hope the sound quality is better today. I emailed our good friend Steve Runner over at Fidipidation and asked him how he cuts down on wind noise. And he actually has the same lapel mic that I do. And he said what he does, it underneath the shirt, so then the shirt acts kind of like a windsock over the mic, which is what I'm trying to do today, so hopefully it's cut down on the wind. And also it's just a lot less windy today than it was the last time, so that should help too. I'm running a lot of walk wall now. Shit, I should really be going back the other way. What am I doing? Sorry, me! This is gonna be really funny when I put it up on Google Maps. I'm going here and there and everywhere. I should have brought my iPod. I'm bored hearing myself talk. Oh, wow. In the concrete over here, like people's names and, you know, so-and-so lives so-and-so. It's a really cool Puerto Rican flag in the concrete right here. Pretty well done. Wonder if they used a stencil. I think I'm gonna write Princey's name in the sand, because he's cute and I like him a lot. It's too messy. Doesn't want to stay. Oh well. I'll just tell him I did it. No, that's not true. You should never lie to your future spouse. Speaking of that, it's a little over 6 months until the wedding, which I wish would just get here already. I'm not exactly sure what I got myself into with all this lengthy, intricate planning. Wish it was just done already. Get my cute bottom over to Hawaii and get this American thing started. Well, most people say that when you've lived with someone and you get married, it's not a whole lot different. So it'll be interesting to see if that holds true. Debating the whole name change thing. Only I told him I wasn't going to. He thought that was fine. He said he didn't want to change his name either. So he understood. But now the more I think about it, the more I'm thinking I might want to. But I haven't told him this yet. Until I decide for sure what I'm gonna do. What do you all think? If you did change your name, why. And if you didn't, why didn't you? The main I thoughts are that I've accomplished quite a bit so far with my current name. You know, I went to law school. I've become an attorney. Do I really want to all of a sudden become someone else in name only? I understand, but is that something I want to do? I don't know. So help me know what you think. He's got a cool last name, so that's not it. If y'all are wondering. It sounds pretty good with my first name. So, don't let that... Half an hour, but you know, considering all the walking I'm doing, it's not really minimal. I'm gonna go down so you can see the weight. Ocean, but what can I do? Hey, and I'm running again. I realize if I run today, it will in no way help me to gauge my overall fitness level, nor my ability to run 4.9 miles in approximately a week and a half, but what are you gonna do? So this weekend, Prince Z and I are going to the Chicago Bike Show at Navy Pier. They're advertising some big closeout sales and a lot of good bike stuff. So I'm hoping to get some really cheap bike shorts and see what else they have. But I'm hoping it really is going to be clearance. I don't want to be, ooh, marked down from $100, now only $80. None of that. I don't like some good $10 crap. Hopefully they'll also have some short sleeve tops I can use for running as well. We'll see. I've been waiting for this for a while. I'm fearful that we are building it up too much. And it's gonna disappoint us. But we'll see. So I've taken off my ear cover. My gloves are long since been in my pocket, but I'm still not feeling too hot. And we are at 2.34 miles. So I'm nearly home. I can see Simba in the window. He was in the window, and I really can't, I'm just exaggerating. So that'll do it for today's show. Be sure to visit the website at simbasmom.com. Email me at simbaschicago